Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach and host, Shawn Marie Chakowski, and I'm here with the wonderful life coach and relationship clarity coach, Money Visco. How are you, Money?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. And welcome to our listeners. And we are very excited to have everyone here today. We're going to be talking a little bit about parenting, or, you know, even if you're not a parent, I think some of the concepts and the things we're going to talk about can be applied to your life, whether, you know, even personally. So it's a great topic. What we're going to talk about is helping your child manage stress. Before we get rolling, just a couple announcements, usual announcements. To reach either Money or I, you can go online at WNYLifeCoaching.com, and our direct phone number is 716-560-6552. Money, there's some background noise.
Yes.
How are you today? That's okay. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. Any announcements to make or anything you'd like to share?
No. Well, do you want to? We are doing that open relationship coaching. The first Wednesday, right? The first Wednesday.
Yep. We switched.
Of every month.
First Wednesday.
Yes.
Yep. So our next. Oh, sorry. The next one would be Money. It would be Wednesday, March 2nd, 10 to 11. Go ahead and share if you want.
Yeah. So for people who are having any sort of concerns, issues, or problems with their relationship, it's just an open coaching session where we will both help you out in processing it and maybe looking at it a different way, and hopefully you can leave the session feeling a little bit better about the same situation.
Excellent.
Maybe
have some
tools to handle it differently, too.
Right, and this is going to be ongoing. We're going to be, again, it's March 2nd, and we're going to have it again in April, which was, I'm looking at the date, April 6th. And anyone that is not in the West New York Life Coach, the West New York Buffalo area that can't make the class personally, please reach out at 716-560-6552 because we can attempt to get you on a telecall for the class. So, yes, very good. Anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, and just two quick other announcements. If you're, again, in the area, ongoing class, we have lots of classes. I encourage anyone to go online, but two of the ongoing classes, in addition to the relationship class, is group meditation, breathwork, and Reiki fusion class, and that is the third Tuesday of the month. And again, that is coming up, so that'll be on the 16th of February and then rolling in all the way up until June. Okay. Now let's share with our listeners maybe how you suggested this, because I think like of some current events where this kind of gave you a thought that it was a great topic to discuss.
Yeah.
You want to share with that? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Money. What
made
you bring
up? I just heard of a child in high school who committed suicide. Not at my children's high school, but a local high school. And it just made me, kind of brought to my attention again, even though I kind of know it, of how much stress that kids are under. And it could be stress, there's stress coming from academic stress, trying to perform, getting into college. And then there's, social stress too. So I don't know what the circumstances of this situation were. I'm not close to it at all, but it just brought to my attention that, when kids get to that point, I mean, that's a pretty drastic action to take. And I think there's a lot, that would lead up to somebody being able to do that. But we can, mm-hmm. even if it's not that extreme, I think most kids are under stress. And
yeah,
so
they
don't have the tools. Yeah, and I don't know that they have the communication skills to articulate what they're feeling, and sometimes they don't know how to tell their parents, or they definitely don't tell their friends, and so I think that they're just kind of silently living with it, which makes it compound.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. I believe the age that we're experiencing I think it's a little different from when you and I grew up, but there is quite a lot of demands, a lot of instant connection. It's a topic that I think when people say stress, they connotate bad all the time. So I want to clarify that, you know, we'll talk about that. And I think it's a great topic because I think it's something that needs to be addressed, something to be learned. It is stress. It is part of life. And stress is actually can be good. Stress makes us stronger. I always say like an athlete with a muscle. I mean, to build muscle, you have to stress your muscle. But what is very important, you know, with an athlete is we know how to recover from stress and we know how to know our limits. So stress management. And I think, Moni, some of the articles you pulled up, which I love, is trying to give your child tips on how to manage it. You know, it's a life coping skill. A lot of times it gets magnified and becomes problematic is when we don't, if we consistently fight through stress and don't recognize it, and then you put your flight response in auto drive. Mm-hmm. Or what most people tend to do, and I think what a lot of these articles are, is run away from it. You know, as children, we need them to encourage them to face their fears, which triggers a lot of stress sometimes. And then also need to address, you know, I think we're going to get into it, like some of the sources of where stress comes from, like overscheduling. But there are ways to balance. It's always, I believe, the beauty in everything is the beautiful balance act, you know, whether it's between the fight and flight, stress and recovery, learning how to relax. But in coaching, and I think, you know, that's what you hear all the time is stress, because we're constantly in overdrive or overperformance. A lot of it, I don't know, Moni, you think it's the belief system? There is a drive to, and I think meditation and mindfulness and yoga and breath work and, there's a growing awareness that, you know, this is a skill that needs to be taught. And that it is a skill. But I think the angle we're going to take today is our role as parents. How can we teach our children? You know, we are like our own little coaches to our children. we can show them. But I think that we're going to blend this in too. Sometimes, you know, we try not to have, as human parents, we try to have our child avoid some of these discomfort. But discomfort is growth and strength, but we have to learn to recognize that. And that's kind of my spin. What are your thoughts, Moni?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that... I think that the stressful situation is going to be inevitable. Like, I mean, for certain kids, taking a test could be a stressful situation. I mean, and they have to do it. So it's not like removing any external, factors which could cause stress. Because I think as parents in this generation, sometimes we do try to do that as much as we can. And as you said, that's not going to help because it's in learning how to manage the stressful situation is how we grow and improve. And that if we don't have the situation to deal with, you're not going to learn anything. So, so I think giving them the tools, like you said, with breath work or meditation or yoga, but also, you know, my angle always is also like a more analytical, changing your mindset of how you're looking at the that situation, yes, it's perceived stressful maybe to some people, but it doesn't, every situation can be looked at so it doesn't have to be stressful if you change the way you're looking at it and what you're telling yourself about that.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and you're, like you said, analytical. So like, I think we're given the broad base, what you can teach your child or what you can work through is teaching them to problem solve, look for possibilities, plan. When to say yes and no to activities. So these are just really crucial, really coping skills, life coping skills that when taught and when practiced will help you manage stress. I want to say in this article, and they're saying as parents and why this is kind of such an important life skill, and I know many, you and I do camps and we encourage this, is that if you don't teach, and this, I'm verbatim from this article, if you don't teach your children how to manage stress, they will many times find other means to self-soothe, self-medicate with food or drugs or alcohol. In other words, you know, your kids will reach something outside themselves to make them feel better right away, and it usually won't be something healthy. So what we're trying to do here is to show you, as parents, it may not be perfect, but it may be healthy. Because in the article they're just saying, you know, children, it stress, you know, as we're saying that, it is normal to feel stress. You know, going to the example they have, going to middle school, taking big tests, you probably will be stressed. Going into college for the first time. But what gets problematic, if we've never been able to feel those feelings of stress and allow and work through them and learn how to cope through them, then they become overwhelming. And then that's where some of the unhealthy coping, I think, the mechanisms kick in. So,
So I think so when you know your child is stressed about something, so I feel like the first thing is to express understanding towards them, that I understand that you're stressed. Like, I think as parents sometimes we want to be like, don't be stressed. Don't cry, whatever, because we're meaning it in a good way. I mean, obviously we have good intentions, but that's not helpful because, I mean, you can't tell somebody not to be stressed when they're stressed, and that's going to work. You know, it's not going to work. So it's going to cause more stress because they can't just do what you're telling them either. So I think
they
say
encourage them.
Like, I understand that you're stressed. It is, you know, it is scary to take your first final, you know, your first midterm or your first final exam or whatever it is, like, and so kind of like let them be with that for a little bit and hold that space for them, as you know, you always say as coaches and as parents. I think that's really vital. Just allow them to be, you know, okay, I understand and I'm there for you. And I think just doing that will maybe reduce the stress because they know that, oh, I'm not being unreasonable. You know, it's okay for me to feel this way, because I think sometimes they could have more stress because they feel like they shouldn't be stressed.
Right.
So
now I agree with you, and I'll go with my mom. My mother was always kind of a rock for me, which was phenomenal. But because they say to parents, you know, we'll get into our parent role too, but to remain calm, you know, when your child expresses some kind of, you know, if they're stressed and they're anxious, if a parent, okay, that's how they're feeling. So they're not wrong. They're not wrong. So,
right. Exactly.
And what they encourage is that just to validate, you know, you're right. You seem upset. You seem a little tense. Tell me about it. Why don't you tell me? What are you worried about? So that way the child is releasing, and it is energy. You know, they will be releasing some energy. It's anxiety, stress is an energy built up within. But, yeah, first step, don't you know, you want them to own their own feelings. So, yeah, that is true, Money. As a parent, it is. We're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's nothing to worry about. They are worried.
Yeah.
You know, that
exactly.
will make it go away.
Exactly. So I think that, and then like you said, you know, it's an emotion which needs to be emoted. And by communicating it does help emote that, because if they don't have anybody to talk to, they just bury it then. Then it will manifest in other ways. Like you said, that's when, not that younger kids will turn to drugs, but that's what it'll eventually turn to, when just because they can't live with all of those emotions that they've bottled up for years.
They haven't processed.
So I think that's the first thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, first thing. Yep, I'm following you. Go ahead. Roll into that. Then go ahead. I'm sorry, Danny, I keep cutting off.
No. I was just going to say that's the first thing, is to, like, give them that space. And then we can start talking about the tools of how to help them feel calmer.
Right.
Which includes, you know, I know a lot of what you do, which is, like, the breath work, breathing techniques, meditation. Even if it's a small, you know, not like they have to sit there for an hour, but just breathing for 5 minutes or 2 minutes.
And you know why I want to say why we do that. I want, you know, people like mindfulness meditation, but the intention behind doing yoga, meditation, mindfulness, is to help you relax. It's you know, a meditation. It tries to elicit the relaxation response in you. So practicing relaxation proactively will help you to relax. So whether it's yoga or meditation, is it, you know, playing, you know, going out and play for a little bit. And now this will all connect because, you know, after this, Maya, I want to talk about how we can daily and help ourselves live in a lifestyle that's healthy, that, you know, they're saying with the relax, when you can learn to relax, then when you go to sleep, you know, having good, healthy sleep habits help to keep you balanced and more relaxed, and then you can get into that natural state to say, hey, my body's stressed, I'm going to let this process. They do say anxiety does not usually stay there. If you allow it to pass, statistically, I think they even had like 20 minutes allowing it to, that the intensity a lot of times to first go and then do some self-managing to work through these emotions. But with that, you know, after you validate, let's stick on with, you know, listening to your child. If your child brings up stress, after you validate their feelings, you know, you, as a parent, instead of like, this is what you should do, or you can help them. Help your child problem solve, you know. This isn't solving the problem for your child. I mean, you can identify possibilities. I always love the word possibilities. You know, let's look at...
You know, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. No, last thing about the possibilities. Or I always, what I kind of, because I have a sports background, or have a look at the big picture of things, you know, in the big picture. I love that mindfulness. They teach me in mindfulness with all of this. They're like, is this worth dying for? Really? You know, or just put it in a bigger perspective. But go ahead. I know you have some thoughts.
Put it in a bigger perspective. And I like the problem solving, because it's like sometimes, you know, some things that are causing them stress are some things that could be eliminated. Like, obviously, taking a test is not something that you can say, oh, you don't have to take the test, but maybe they're overscheduled. Maybe they're in too many activities, you know. Like, is there something we can cut out? Is there something that would make it less stressful for you? And, you know, if they're in too many things and they have an activity every day and that's why they're stressed, because they don't have time to study for their exam or whatever. That is something, because I think we max them out. Or in school, I know for my kids in high school, it's like, you don't need to take 5 AP classes, you know. Let's not get you in a situation that's going to undoubtedly increase your stress level. So there are actions to take to just kind of eliminate some of those stress factors. Not all of them, as I said, but there are times where you can eliminate some things that are causing stress.
Right. And the two things that, let's go back to the test, okay? Here's a way of the test taking. You know, people are like, okay, I'm stressed. Okay, you know what? You're not. It's okay. You don't have to be perfect. Relax. Go take your test. Okay. Okay, what are you teaching your child? I mean, in the big picture, you know, go through. It's important you take your test. Do the best you can. And you know what? You can manage. You'll manage. Your child gets through that event. I see people, people who put these high expectations and then, but, you know, that's a problem. Let's see how you do. And then I want to add on to the overscheduling that, correlates to help to yourself to relax a little bit. But yeah, overscheduling, on the go, they're like, even be mindful of how your family is functioning. Are you eating on the go all the time? Do you sit down for meals? Are you present? You know, I know in major stress situations, you know, trying to be present, people are like, what does that mean? To be, you know, be fully engaged. You know, if your child's stressed out and you're going to sit there and talk about being stressed out, trust me, they're going to get more stressed out. I always say divert. Go for a walk and listen to the birds. Get grounded. Relax, and then you can retreat.
Staying present is like a huge thing, because I, you know, my son, and I know I've talked about this, is a little bit prone to anxiety. Again, not extreme, but more so than I am, and he goes into the future a lot. So, you know, worried about what's going to happen, you know, when he goes to practice, is his coach going to yell at him? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it hasn't even happened yet, and he anticipates it. and that anticipation mm-hmm. causes stress. So that helping them, like, you know, even distracting them or just stay in the present moment.
Yeah.
How are you
yeah.
right now? Are you okay right now? Is everything okay right at this minute?
Mm-hmm.
And just keep,
mm-hmm.
and that's why the breathing is so helpful, because it just does bring you right back into the, yep,
you.
The present moment.
Yep, and it connects you to you, and it is calming, and it is self-regulating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look
yeah.
at this. Obviously the breath work, that is a practice of relaxation. You know, proactively, parents, it's good for you too. You know, before, if you have little ones, before bed, you know, read a book, take a few deep breaths together, relax together. Does your family
mm-hmm.
relax? I know families that are all over, driving in their car, getting stressed out, going to school. I'm like, think about it. As a family unit, how often do you relax together? You know, or what kind of practices as a family do you guys actually do where it's playful, not structured, no pressure, and just,
yep.
just to be with each other? I mean, that's right there. You're teaching your child in a beautiful way, you'll be creating memories also too. But yeah, they're, you know, really try to. They say too, if your child is you know, stressed and you can't go run off and go for a walk, but you can encourage them to maybe just imagine somewhere relaxing. You know, picture themselves in a hammock or at the beach, or it does draw them out from, I think, the circumstance. And the other important thing, Moni, that I think is crucial as parents that we don't do is to teach your child how to listen to their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, by teaching your child to understand their own bodies, they can understand stress and how it's affecting them. You know, your body can rev up and down. So how do I know if I'm stressed out? You know, listen
yeah.
to your body. You know, it's time. You need
yeah.
to go relax. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because I said that to my son today as I was driving him in late because he needed another hour to study for his math exam because he had hockey last night and was up till midnight studying. So I'm
yeah.
driving him, and we were talking, and he was telling me, I have a stomach ache, and I've already gone to the bathroom mm-hmm. twice. And I'm like, you realize that your stomach ache is related to this anxiety you're having over the
yeah.
test.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, no,
mm-hmm.
it's not. And I said, yeah, it is. So
yeah.
we need to do something about that. And then on the way there, he was telling me about a friend who's sick and has 103-degree temperature. And I said, he just woke up. And he's like, well, he had a headache yesterday, and he did whatever. But he still played in his basketball game. And I said to him, he's not listening to his body to really be in touch with your body is speaking to you all the time.
Yeah.
And
it's
important.
Pointing to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if things are going wrong. Okay. And I've had a few people, oh, my body, like, I'm go, go, go. My knees are blowing out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your body telling you? I mean, listen to it. Listen to it. And for
exactly.
me, like, you know, if I, you know, I mean, I understand my back, or, you know, I get worn down. If I'm overdoing it, I'll get, you know, I may catch a cold. You know, I know my immune
yep.
system
yep.
is breaking down.
Yep.
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 But,
so when you have the small signs, you know, don't wait till you're bedridden because you can't, you know, you've let it go that long. So,
correct.
So I think it's important for children. Yeah. Go ahead.
It is. No. I know we're running out of time, so I want to squeeze in like three, I think, really important aspects that I want parents to maybe hopefully can embrace. But as a parent, I think the important lesson is that when the parents are stressed out, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Your kids may tend to be stressed out. They
mm-hmm.
pick up your vibes.
Mm-hmm.
They learn. You know, they are. You're living in an environment with one another. So, you know, that's you know, mom, dad. Guess what? When you start slowing down and you become calm, you know, the kid that's a way of helping your child learn how to be calm. I do believe that. I know sometimes, you know, again, you know, I know the kids are all over the place, but I'm in the car all over the place with them saying, go, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, take, you know, I always be the change you want to see. I always say that.
Yeah.
See, you know, look,
yeah.
you know, as
yeah.
a parent, are you helping your child to live a lifestyle? What are we teaching them? The The two other things I want, you know, this goes back to the test, and I know, like you said, the AP classes and, you know, hockey and sports. Mm-hmm. What is more important than the stress itself is to prepare your kids to deal with mistakes. You know, I think, isn't that like, whew, that takes a lot of pressure off. You know, guess what?
I understand
you're going to make mistakes. Okay, mm-hmm. that's what, how we learn. You know, mm-hmm. that, and if you teach them how to manage their mistakes and, you know, how to step up when they fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's coping, I mean, strong coping skills and experiences you can give your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, lowering the bar from perfection. Because I think some parents don't even realize that they're setting the standards so high and the kids are feeling like they can't meet them. And, of course, they can't, because there is no such thing as perfection, you know,
right.
because we're human. So we are going to make mistakes, and it's just allowing that to be okay as a cultural, you know, as a value system in your household. You know, being careless versus just making a genuine mistake, you know, that I think is important to be able to allow your children to be human.
Yeah, well, then that's what they're saying. You know, while making good decisions is an important skill to learn, okay, what is just as important would be, you know, to learn how to recover from a bad decision. You know,
mm-hmm.
guess what? We may make bad decisions. And that's, and they're saying what really can stress kids out is by not helping them understand that, you know, screwing up is sometimes part of the process. You know?
And going back to what you said before, be the role model for it, because they will see. If you're a perfectionist and you beat yourself up when you make a mistake or a bad decision, they're going to pick up on, like, it's not okay to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to
mm-hmm.
think. So if you're easy on yourself and you talk through it, like, okay, yeah, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that, but okay, well, you know, I'll just regroup from here and move on. They're going to pick up that message. So it's really not as much as what you tell them as how you behave yourself.
Right, and letting go and moving forward. And I think this correlates into, I know there's going to be a lot of this because we have a generation of helicopter parents. We do. And, you know, I don't know if it was the pressure of trying to, you know, performance-based or, you know, what, but we're getting a lot of children were kind of, the coping skills were performed by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, trying to be well-intended. They're going to, some children, you know, they will have to catch up. But, you know, to own your decisions is huge. It builds confidence. And the more, again, the more you become friends with discomfort, the more you understand stress, the more you understand then, okay, this is how I, you know, and picking up skills that are trainable. You know, it is trainable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are certain personality types maybe more prone to certain triggers or, you know, more sensitive? Yes, but, you know, there's, then you find coping skills and, you know, training abilities to be more authentic for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree, because I think what happens is it builds shame, you know, if they, when they make a mistake and they feel like it's not okay, and they'll do what they can to cover it up. That, I mean, it will promote cheating, you know, it'll promote lying.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit that I made a mistake, so I'm going to cover it up. And then it's that leads to a lot of shame build up. And that's a whole other topic. And I know we've talked about shame before, but, we, you know, it's important to not, to help them cope with that, whatever mistakes they make, and not feel ashamed of them.
Excellent. So, yeah.
So we're running out of time here.
We are. If you want to, Money and I are here to help. If you want to need to, you know, discuss this further or take a look, because Money and I have done camps where we try to teach kids through activities and mindful activities and how to cope and get a stronger sense of self. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure, Money. We're going to wrap it up for today. But if you'd like to reach out, our number is 716-560-6552. Or go online, and you can read all about Money and I at WNYLifeCoaching.com. Thanks, Money.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Okay, thanks to all our listeners. Have a good day. Bye-bye.